Welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is a weekly program sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is a full-service precious metals broker-dealer located in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. Now here's the host of True Wealth, Kevin Wolter.
Hello again and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Wolter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus is located inside the Division Hill Clock Tower Plaza at 3201 North Division. It's the large clock tower building at the crest of the Division Street Hill. If you're heading north up Division Street from downtown, Division goes across the river, splits into two one-ways. Approximately, I don't know, mile and a half later, the two one-ways come back together at the bottom of the steep hill. Coins Plus is about three blocks up that hill on your left side. If you look up as the one-ways are coming back together, it's pretty hard to miss. It's got, I think, a 75 or 80 foot tall brick clock tower. And as I've mentioned previously, we built the building from the ground up for this business, this industry-specific business. The building's high security. It's a real nice, architecturally attractive building. And we offer full-service rare coin and precious metals brokerage and dealership. We have the highest-rated privately held depository service in the Northwest and probably one of the finer privately held depository services nationwide. Security and confidentiality are top priorities to us, whether it's to you while you're in the store, whether it's your private information, whether it's fairness in the way you're treated and the prices you're charged. We really are dedicated to providing the ultimate experience and the fairest available. One other thing I think I have to reiterate again, and I don't like to spend much of the show time on it, but this last week we had another customer that we had to spend a bunch of time explaining this national marketing company, coin company behavior to. In this case, it was Merit Financial. The 1% over dealer cost. Well, this guy, this customer, I don't believe is a believer, so he didn't get us off of the radio show. Most people that listen to the radio show, you're pretty savvy for the most part. I don't want to take too much credit, but I do think that the average True Wealth listener knows a lot about precious metals, coins, why you buy them, how you buy them, a lot more than pretty much anywhere else in the U.S. I got on the air initially because I was so appalled at what Goldline was doing to people. They had, may still have, the radio show with Joe Battaglia, and the show was fine. I mean, it was interesting. They discussed current events. They'd have people call up all the time, and if you kind of paid attention, these people that would call and say, "I just bought from you," they'd be like, "Yeah, I just bought some gold from my account executive, Jed, and it was great." And then Joe'd say, "Yeah, tell the people what it was like. Jed was nice, and he took my money, and he told me what to buy, and I'm happy." "Well, what did you buy?" "I bought the 20 francs and some MS64 Morgan silver dollars." Well, the one thing Joe didn't explain is they charged him double what the 20 francs were worth and double what the MS64 Morgans were worth. Goldline had to have that live show running nationally because they have a revolving door, not just of customers, but employees. And they were just killing people. And the thing, you know, like I said, I got on the air specifically because of them. I don't know if many of you saw for quite a bit of time, we had some radio commercial or TV commercials running. I got those going just because I was so sick of what other companies had been doing to people on scrap gold buying. Jewelry Design Center down the road from us had just taken a gal for a heck of a ride on, you know, some stuff, some estate jewelry, just terrible. And that was the breaking point. I had been through a lot of other things like that, and I just have a terribly strong sense of justice. Coins Plus has not grown over the years based on a greedy desire for more money. Coins, every step when I look back of the way, the number one driving factor that makes me want all the business in this industry is because I hate how the industry operates. I hate, you know, that the most volume, the largest dollar amount in this business gets put through these wrong companies, okay? So back to the Merit Financial. Last week, I talked to this guy a few times, and, you know, it was a nice guy and everything, and he wanted to get it into some metals, and he was going to spend a substantial amount, and everything was fine. And he comes in to buy some metals, and he's all of a sudden, he's quoting this 1% over dealer cost from Merit Financial. And he, of course, had talked to him, and they're saying, yeah, it's 1% over dealer cost. He never asked. He never got prices to shop and compare. He doesn't have anything to compare it to. The 1% over dealer cost, folks, as I've explained, what does it mean? You don't even know what it means. You think it means that you're going to pay 1% over there of what it costs them to get it. But that's definitely not the case. I can tell you that from firsthand experience. What it really means is that when someone says that, they either mean that they sell the dealers at the same price as everybody and you're paying 1% over. They can say, well, these are dealer prices. I've run into that with numerous businesses, not just in coins. Oh yeah, we sell, this is a dealer wholesale price you're getting. The truth, they really don't mean much by it, but here's what the fact is. Merit Financial's owned by a company called Seacoast, okay? Seacoast is the parent company, and all these companies have parent companies. Goldline had A-Mark as its parent company until it spun off. Once it spun off and they lost the protection of A-Mark, they got that huge class action lawsuit, had to pay out tens of millions of dollars up front, had to pay to have an FBI agent sit in their office for 5 years and monitor everything they do or say. Is that someone you want to deal with? We had a guy a while ago we bought a bunch of stuff from who his mom had died. He came across all this stuff. He knew, he figured out Goldline had taken him for a big ride. So he calls us, asks what price we'll pay for the stuff. We give him a price and he says, well, Goldline's quoting me this price. And I said, sir, that price is higher than our retail. That he's saying that Goldline's quoting a price to buy that is higher than what I sell for. It's higher than the wholesale market. And Goldline's on these secure dealer networks along with us. We can see them out there just like they can see us on this. There's about 6,500 dealers globally on these networks. Goldline can buy this product for less than they're claiming to be willing to pay this customer. And this guy was thinking of sending the stuff to him. And so what I said, I said this, it's very logical. Do you think Goldline just lies when they sell? You think once it comes to buying, they're going to tell the truth? They have a 50% lie program. They only lie when they're selling, but not when they're buying. This guy let the greed get a little bit of him, you know, and he sent the stuff in. I warned him. What they're going to do, no matter what they tell you, no matter you ask them 36 times, is this a cash price? Is this a cash price? I need a cash price. I don't want to trade. I don't want anything. I just want cash. They'll say, yes, absolutely. So on and so forth. Once they get it, you get converted over to a different salesman. He's asking you, what'd you want to trade for? And they'll work you and pound you and work you and pound you. And then they'll kill and eat a bunch of time. And if you're super, super strong, well, they first of all know that only one out of maybe 100 people who call for a quote would ever even think of sending their stuff back. So they know that it's just a feel-good game they're playing on the phone. And then when people, the few that maybe don't buy into the trade game, by the time they get down to the nitty-gritty and Goldline's had their coins for many weeks, Goldline says the market changed, and of course it's always less. So I never heard back from this guy for quite a while, and I thought, well, he did it. He probably got sucked in, duped, and conned. But then all of a sudden this last week, we bought a substantial amount of product from him. He had sent a portion of it down to test the waters, and lo and behold, I was right. That portion was still down there. Weeks had passed. They had not funded him. He was playing games. They just kept throwing one coin after the next. How about this? Will you trade for that? What about you trade for that? I had them do this to a good friend of mine years back. They were quoting him way too much money on his MS-65 St. Gaudens that he'd bought from them, you know, to make him feel good. So he sent him in, and I said, hey, you know, whatever. I warned him. But so then, I mean, literally 5 or 6 weeks go by. They keep trying to get him to trade everything out. The salesman he dealt with is no longer available, and there's some other guy, and on it goes. Finally, when they just realize he's not going to crack, he's not going to buy their junk, their ripoff, all of a sudden they say, well, you know, the market's gone way down on that, and all of a sudden they're quoting him to buy less, considerably less than we pay for that product. So this guy had sent a little bit in, found out what was going on, brought the rest in, which was, you know, the majority of it. And, you know, another testimonial. The same's happened with, you know, when I was talking about Merit. What they do, Seacoast is the parent company. Seacoast acquires the coins and then forwards them to Merit. The salespeople at Merit just see their cost. And then on bullion, they probably charge 1% over, but it's still way over anybody else. They've already got another 10% packed into this stuff, and they only make it 1% profit in the face of the commission salesman because they don't want to sell the bullion, even though they've got 10% marked up in it. It's still nothing compared to what they'll do with other certain products. And long story short, it's a huge bait and switch tactic. It's super deceptive. It's a bald-faced lie that they just pound you to convert you into other stuff. So then, you know, I don't care if it's Lear Financial, Roslyn Capital, I don't care what the companies are. These companies you see advertised everywhere, they're nothing more than retail sales companies with commissioned salespeople who sell coins and metals because the dollar volumes are so high. And here's the thing, it's just like going to the Home Shopping Network when they sell coins. They still mark them up 3 to 4 times. They sell a bunch of junk that no one would ever want, but they make it this confusing mess so that they can charge 3 or 4 times what the stuff's actually worth. And most of the time, people don't find out till years later. I had one 18-year-old kid come in a couple years ago with this big batch of these stupid presidential dollars in these big fancy ballistic holders, and he had this huge full page ad in Parade magazine, just a pile of rubbish. And his mother was not too bright, and she was, you know, they were obviously probably on welfare, and she just wasn't bright. And her son at 18 had inherited $10,000 from his grandpa, and she convinced her son to spend all $10,000 on this completely stupid scam on presidential dollars. And he had about $1,000 worth of presidential dollars that they'd sold him for $10,000. The scams abound, the problems are all over. This last month, a company called Tolving, just a huge rock solid bullion dealer. If you asked me, I would have told you they were probably the number one most solid company in the business. Bankrupt, and they took people down for $40 million. I won't get into the details how I think it happened, but I'll tell you what, it did. And then, you know, we talked about the gold line issue. Those of you probably remember Larry Bates with FAMC. He was going all over doing seminars. I did a seminar the same weekend he did one here, just like I said earlier. The only reason I did it is because I knew he was ripping people off. Not only did he rip them off in price, he wouldn't deliver the product. He'd have people convinced, he'd have their money, and he'd say he couldn't get Silver Eagles, and it'd be 2 years later, they're too hard to get, and he's just playing games with everybody. So finally he comes under some kind of federal indictment or some kind of racketeering or larceny, I don't even know what it was. Down he goes. You can get outside of coins. You know, you got the old Pat Kiley days when he was on the radio selling people these foreign exchange scams. I tried to warn people about that. I even had certain influential people kind of tell me that my radio show wasn't kind of allowed to say that. And it was kind of inadvertently edited for me one time. But that guy, you know, it was just my attempt to try to save people a lot of misery. I did my research. It wasn't possible. Another, you know, there was this company a few couple years back called National Gold, the largest gold company in America and globally, bankrupt. Coin Nuts, we all watched out in Coeur d'Alene take people down for $2 million, you know, bankrupt. They finally got rid of him. What I'm telling you, folks, please don't go chase pennies. Don't think you're, you know, don't think you're outsmarting the system. It is what it is. We're honest, fair, and upfront. Everybody is immediately funded. Everybody is delivered. We don't have any problems. We had a, you know, a big dealer a few years back sued by the state attorney general, had hundreds of complaints for failure to deliver product. His claim was that it was too hard to get a certain product, you know, but you and I know the truth there. You can make those judgment calls yourself. We'd actually hired the manager from one of these companies, and he told us that, you know, they're just floating. They're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Well, eventually that juggling match gets you. The only thing that bailed one guy out, who was just, he was ready to go bankrupt. Dealers had cut him off. He was over $10 million in debt. And then to his luck, the market dropped like 40%+ in a short period of time. He hadn't secured any of the metal, so then he was able to get all the metal at almost half price, and it bailed a crook out. So long story short, all I'm saying is, you know, use your head. I'm asking you to trust me. I'm on the air educating you. I've actually had people, I had this yin yang a while ago that had inherited a large amount of money. He wanted Silver Eagles. This was at the beginning of the year when they weren't ready to go yet. And we told him it was going to be, you know, a couple weeks to get them. Just, and so some other company told him what? We'll have them for you quicker. Well, then, so he wires his money across the country. Well, there's no quality control or assurance or accountability there. It's just a word of mouth. We're being honest. They're not. So then my employee tells the guy to send us the money and we'll get them locked in. And he goes, oh, no. Oh no, you say on your show not to do that. Folks, what I say on my show is when you deal with the Merit Financials, you know, Lears and Roslins, they tell you, yeah, you bet, sure, whatever price you want, yeah. Just wire us your money. Boom, once they get your money, you get converted over to some hardcore salesman trying to convert you to everything else. The other thing I run into is I explain to people that these companies use numismatic coins as a way to take them for a ride. Okay, they'll take a numismatic coin and mark it up too much. So then people come into me and they act like they're smart, like they heard somewhere, well, I don't want numismatic coins because people mark them up. And I'm like, I'm the one that told you that. I could sit on the air and jump in the pool with the rest of them and play the game and say, yeah, you bet, everything's great, everything's wonderful, just bring us your money. No, I take the risk of educating you so you don't get scorched or burned. That's my goal and desire. That's why primarily I'm on the radio. It's not to generate business. It's to educate you and make you wise and to let people know I believe in what I do, and I think that people need a substantial portion of their financial assets in precious metals-based asset investments, including now semi-numismatic and numismatic coins. I mean, I'm becoming more and more convinced of this. I've been in them forever. And there was a period of time I was telling people to bow out of them probably about 6 years ago. The market in coins has peaked out time and again, and then it hits valleys and it's time to buy. We specifically recommend in a balanced portfolio, a substantial portion of bullion, emphasizing survival stuff, you know, a lot of barterable at one end, and then wealth and capital preservation on the other end, you know, short, middle, and long-term investments for good times, bad times, and in-between times. That's the balance that we're looking for in our portfolios. And you know, we use, like on numismatic coins, there's PCGS, Professional Coin Grading Services, the primary third-party grading and authentication service out there. Coins in their holders are good. and they have what's called the Key Dates and Rarities Index. That's what we recommend, key dates and rarities. That's basically the top 10% of all numismatic coins or coins, period. A lot of coin series will have a ton of coins that are just bullion value, and then they'll go up from there depending on the age and type of the coin. There's some series that have none that are bullion. And our numismatic recommendations are coins that are in that top or 10 or 5% echelon based on mintage and population, and I won't get into all that. All I can tell you is we know what we're doing well. We're very good at it. Our clients have done well. The whole concept, investing is to be put away and forgot about, really. It's to let your money grow. You get in a position down the road, you need money, fine. But really, we're all about wealth and capital preservation. The other thing with numismatic is you get people coming, a lot of people just want just the gold or silver bullion. That they're very simplistic. Why? Because this is the information that they read. The other stuff they'll read, you know, the internet gives full weight to anyone's opinion. So somebody can make up a really ridiculous opinion, post it on the web, and get complete credibility as if they have, you know, an opinion that matters. You would think after watching the volatility in the markets over the last couple of years, they'd understand the importance of balance. And a lot of you do. A lot of you are letting us build nice, well-balanced portfolios. And based on that Key Dates and Rarities Index, I've got it here in front of me. I've got a 10-year and about a 41-year or 43-year graph of it. When you go all the way back to 1970, it started out, the index was below 1,000, which is a number based on a number of a large quantity, basically coins in the top 10% echelon. That market peaked out in 1980, obviously when the Hunt brothers were doing their magic, at about 10,000. Then it came down to around a little over 6,000 by 82. It stayed fairly level and kind of increased up through about 87 and then took off again, peaked out around 90, and then did the same thing, flatlined, peaked out again around 98, did the flatline again, and it basically peaked out around 09, flatlined again, and then it takes off. So what it does, it peaks out, the coins peak out about every 10 years. And after they peak, they go into a valley, kind of a cooling off period, and then there's about a 5-year steady run that kind of exponentially goes up. So the last real coin peak was around 08, you know, right in there, maybe 09, right in there, but you know. And then so we got the recess, the 5-year kind of nap. That's why we're recommending these. We predict, based on historical performance, the next 5 years is the good rally in numismatic coins. And you want to have these because you want to have a balanced, wise asset portfolio. You want to be financially rock solid. And way too many Christians want to invest for the big one, for the big D-Day, the end times. Yes, folks, we're living in the end times. The Bible discusses the real end of the end when things get just ridiculously brutal. But in the meantime, we've got to reconcile a lot of scripture. We've got things heating up now with Russia. I mean, I heard on the news today, I heard broadcasters asking people, so are we going to war with Russia? Can you imagine that? Like it or not, believe it or not, Russia is a world superpower. They're big, they're nasty, they're tough, they've been around, and they have got a goal and desire to return to world superpower status. Over 50% of the positions of power in Russia, including Putin, are former KGB officers. They lament the fall of the old Soviet Union, and they are determined to form a new union of nations led by Russia. Putin recently announced that there will be a new Eurasian Union, and it is expected to be in place by 2014. There's no longer freedom of speech in Russia. TV and other media are once again government controlled, and enemies are often ending up dead. I don't know if you remember a few years back when they were supposedly going to do some free democratic elections. The people had dinner with Putin, and guess what happened to him? They all died from food poisoning that night. I mean, this guy's tough. Russia continues to modernize its nuclear weapons and prepare underground facilities in case of war. While Russia's building up their nuclear arms, the U.S. has been dismantling its nuclear capability as if Russia was no longer a world threat, which is what Obama did. He mocked Mitt Romney when he said that Russia's still the number one world threat. And Russia's nuclear submarine and missile capability has been modernized and is completely capable of destroying the United States or any adversary. Scripture says that this army, this Gog from the north, will be splendidly attired. This means in Hebrew that they will be equipped with the best of every conceivable weapon. That's the Hebrew. Russia still has a large population of exceptional scientists that are developing the best military weapons very quickly. And their primary concern and national focus is to become the number one superpower. And they no longer fear the United States of America. After the wall came down, the Cold War was over, we told them what our psyche was. And Russia knows how we fooled them and how we deceived them. And then we're looking at Ezekiel 38 and 39. It's no mystery that while Russia is rearming to become the world superpower, the Arab Islamic bloc is becoming a real nuclear military threat to Israel. On foreign affairs, Obama is absolutely clueless, just as he is on most everything else. There's no doubt that Russia and the Arab bloc will ultimately band together to attack Israel, as discussed in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Problem is, we've got a Bible full of all these end times prophecies. They all make perfect sense. I could talk all over on them all. But we don't know God's time frame. It could be 5 years, it could be 5 minutes, it could be 50 years, it could be 28 years. We don't know. I know that the generation that sees the regathering of Israel shall not pass away before they see the coming of the Son of Man. And our average lifespan is 70 years. Israel was regathered in 1948. That math puts you at about 2018. But if he's using the United Nations, accepting them as a nation in 1968 after the 6-day war, then you're all of a sudden at 2038. So we don't know what the end time scriptural timing is. So we need to be good stewards with our money either way. But the Bible is also very clear that we need to prepare to protect those around us. So anyway you slice it, folks, now is the time to really get things ready and going. Things could change rapidly and intensively immediately. Metals dry up, energy costs go through the roof, currencies collapse, the world instantly turns into a blender. This is all prophesied biblically in precious metals-based assets. That's the only thing that lasts as money. Until finally everyone's casting their gold and silver in the streets because the party has ended. Please also keep in mind, folks, we do physical precious metals IRAs. If you want to discuss strategies with whatever financial situation you're in, give us a call. We're happy to discuss our ideas and recommendations and tax strategies and all kinds of things. We've got to be balanced. Balanced stewards. And while the metals are being manipulated, folks, there's a lot of other things we can do to help your money grow and remain very secure. Thanks for tuning in. Tune into the next half hour where I'll pick this conversation up. I'm going to discuss the Malaysian airline thing. I think you'll be surprised at my perception there. Give Coins Plus a call in Spokane at 444-0044 or through our website at coinsplus.com. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care, God bless, and we'll see you in the next half hour.